Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Community events were really, I mean, that's the foundation of Convoy. Like we talked about, starting with that pickup truck and groceries, it's branched into these big, huge events that attract thousands. I mean, we've had a few events, over 10,000 guests that come. And we really operate on a principle where people that come, people that are in need, are not pitied. They're not looked down upon, but we have what we call the honored guest principle. And that's we treat folks that come to these outreach events like they're a guest, an honored guest in our home. And that it's all about, you know, giving them that self-worth, helping them to feel better about themselves, number one. Yeah, some of them have made bad choices. Some of them have had just hard things dealt to them that weren't their issues, weren't their fault. But that doesn't really matter. What matters is God cares about them. He cares where they are right now, and he wants to see them in a better place in life.
And hasn't Jesus done the same for us while we were yet sinners? He died for
us? Yeah. Exactly. It's a matter of coming alongside these folks and not giving them a hand out, but giving them a hand up saying, hey, let us help you.
What does a community event actually look like then?
If you drove past one and looked at it, it would look like a carnival. It's usually in a big park setting or on a big parking lot, and there'll be all sorts of tents. And one tent will be a shoe tent, maybe. We have great partnerships with a couple shoe companies, and we've been able to give out shoes to children that have maybe never had a new pair of shoes before. Another tent is going to have family portraits where photographers, professional photographers from that community, volunteer their time and take photos of these families and give them either a CD or a print of that photo to take home with them that day. There's another tent that's full of medical services. People can come in and get medical screenings. There's all sorts of different things. There's always free lunch, free entertainment. There's music playing. It's just a real carnival atmosphere. Sometimes they have cotton candy, hot dogs, drinks, chips, you know, you name it. And we have a great partnership with the National Breast Cancer Foundation. So in select cities around the country, they're coming along and setting up their area where they train women how to screen themselves for breast cancer. And then they also have a program that if they find a lady through that process, that they will then guide her and help her the entire way through that process from discovery to healing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.